We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. That's where we find our Ben Cherington expert. We needed a Ben Cherington expert. So none of Cherington's family members were available today. John Farrell,
they don't say nice things.
Who used to be the Red Sox manager, we couldn't get in touch with. So I figured the next best thing would be Rob Bradford. He's covered the Red Sox for a long time. From WEEI in Boston, WEEI.com. Rob, what is your biggest memory from the Ben Cherington era?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Because I've known Ben for a long time because obviously he's been – with the Red Sox forever. You know, I wrote a book and he was part of it in terms of, you know, he had a, I think it was a Pulitzer Prize winning, grandfather poet. And you go back to like his lineage and what he did in the farm system of the Red Sox and all of that. It's pretty amazing. His background is pretty extensive, but I think that, you know, I guess if we're going to cut to the chase with Ben, I think the thing is like in his tenure with the Red Sox, the negative was that he came across as methodical. Like he was just a little too methodical. That was the word on the street with him. That said, like that nature might have led him to some of his best moves because you look at him not trading Mookie Betts and resisting those sort of things. I mean, that really saved the franchise in a lot of time. So, but to come back to your original question, I think that it would have to go to the Dodgers trade. Because that really turned over that team so they could win the World Series in 2013.
All right, I have this question about him, Rob. I looked at his history. I know that he was gone and went to Toronto as of September of 2016, but it feels like a little bit after the 2013 World Series and then things started to sour, that if I'm a Pirates fan, I'm thinking not about what is he going to do in free agency, but what's he going to do in terms of young talent acquisition. And some of the guys that were left around after Ben Cherington was out of Boston that he acquired, Mookie Betts, Bogarts, et cetera, feels like that's like the more relevant part of his resume there, his CV, is that he was able to get those guys who formed the core of another great Red Sox team.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And like I said, when we point to his willingness or unwillingness to trade guys, it depends on where you are with the franchise. You can't ignore when they won the World Series what he did to help build that. And I'm talking about both World Series. I'm talking about 2013 and 2018. So he has an eye for talent. He was a farm director. He was a scout. He has a scouting background. So I think that for the Pirates, I do believe it's a pretty good fit. Absolutely. There isn't going to be the expectations like there was for when he left and Dave Dombrowski took over, where you have to fix this by going over the luxury tax every step of the way. And if you don't win right away, there's going to be a problem. I don't think that obviously that's the case as much in Pittsburgh as it was in Boston when he left. So I think it's a pretty good fit.
Rob Bradford, he's a Ben Cherington expert, covers the Red Sox for WEEI. Rob, it sounds like you are describing Ben Cherington as a prospect hoarder, that he loves prospects. He's all about prospects. Is that accurate?
Well, here's the thing. So you go back to when he was a farm director, and when you're a farm director and when you come up and you're drafting and developing guys, one of the biggest challenges for any GM is to let go of those guys because you see the best, the absolute best in these guys that you drafted, that you developed, and you maybe overvalue them even more than the team that you might trade them to. So I think that's where it factors in with Ben. I don't know if you call it a prospect hoarder, but I do think that is going to be a challenge or has been a challenge for him in recent memory. So, listen, it's not a terrible thing because, as I said, if he dealt Mookie Betts for Francisco Rodriguez back in 2013, I mean, how would that have looked? You know, Bogarts and Betts and some of the other guys. The flip side of that, of course, is you held on to Blake Swihart and a bunch of these Henry Owens and a bunch of pitchers who never panned out. But still, I mean, if I'm building my resume for Ben Cherington, I'd much rather point to the whole Betts thing than anything else.
Rob, does he have a better reputation as far as being able to find and then his people develop pitchers or position players?
Oh, position players, no question about it. The Red Sox haven't developed a pitcher since John Lester and Clay Buchholz. So it's, you know, I know this is a challenge throughout baseball. The Cubs are going through it right now as well. But, you know, I think that he had some success, a lot of success, actually, with the international market. You look at Moncada and you look at Devers and those sort of guys. And then, you know, then they did have good drafts when it comes to position players. But with pitchers, he has to prove himself. There's no question about it. As I said, I mean, the proof was right there, where the Red Sox have had a terrible time. It's not just Ben. I mean, it's developing him. It's a lot of things.
Right.
But if you ask that question, I don't think he's even close.
Rob Bradford covers the Red Sox for WEEI. I wrote a book about the Red Sox that was very popular. It was a big seller, and Ben Cherington was featured in that book. Is he a Theo Epstein clone? Is he a mini-me? Is he a little Epstein? Are we getting Epstein light here in Pittsburgh, Rob?
No. And I, you know, in terms of, obviously, they are friendly. They came up together when Theo was in charge. Ben was the farm director, amongst other things. But in terms of personality, it's different. It's just different. I mean, Theo is a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more pointed. You know, Ben is, I mean, very, very even keel. I mean, in Boston, that's hard to be. It's hard to be to not get your emotions get the better of you. But Ben is unbelievably even keel. And I don't know how that translates. Will translate there. But, you know, Theo ran hot. I mean, Theo ran hot at times, and we've seen it in Chicago. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with either one of them. But I wouldn't compare the two.
Rob, I'm curious because there was always that intense pressure to win in Boston and win now. When Ben Cherington had a prospect that looked like maybe a can't miss, was he somebody that tried to be as conservative as he could in terms of bringing that player up at a young age, or was he caution to the wind? You know, I'm, as an example, like Trout or Machado coming up in their teenage years or at 20 years old. What's his philosophy on that?
That's a really good question because he's had different sort of scenarios with that. You look at Iglesias, a kid they got from Cuba. And he was brought up fast. And then you know, I remember at the Moncada press conference and Ben says, like, we learned our lesson. We brought him up too fast. It was just too much too soon. So I would say he would probably err on the side of being careful, but we also have to factor in baseball's change, guy. I mean, baseball's changed over the last few years. Is that these guys are going to be classified as ready to go a lot more than they used to be. You know, Juan Soto is up at 20 years old, and nobody blinks an eye about it because this is trending closer to the NBA than it was the old MLB.
Rob Bradford, WEEI Boston Red Sox reporter on Ben Cherington and his stint with the Red Sox, which is a long one and a fruitful one. He was around for three World Series there. What was his undoing? What led to his ouster, Rob?
That, I think, just basically, number one, losing. And also, you know, about the time and the place that the Red Sox organization was at. You know, you come back to sort of the methodical nature of Ben and building a team. You know, how they won in 2013, we got to go back to that, where, okay, you get rid of a ton of payroll in 2012 with the Dodgers. And then instead of going out and signing these big-ticket items, you sign a bunch of veterans for short-term deals and Shane Victorino, Mike Napoli, David Ross, Ryan Dempster. And it worked. The whole thing worked. But then, all of a sudden, you weren't able to keep it going. They had last-place finishes. And now you get to a point where the fan base in Boston screaming and yelling, what's going on? You know, you're not finishing first. You're not beating the Yankees. And ownership doesn't take that lightly. When you lose John Lester and you say, okay, you know what, we think we can replace him with a bunch of guys who we think are going to be aces and don't turn out to be that, and then you have to go out and pay $217 million for David Price. You know, Dave Dombrowski is the guy who paid $217 million. It wasn't Ben Cherington. And the other part about that, though, in Sherrington's defense, is that we didn't know who was making the decisions. That was a huge, huge issue here. where you didn't know if it was Larry Lucchino, you didn't know if it was ownership, you didn't know if it was Sherrington, who were signing guys like Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval who were behind him. So, you know, so I think it was just they needed one voice and one voice who was willing to trade a lot of prospects and spend a lot of money.
Rob Bradford, no wonder why this guy has been so successful in Boston covering the Red Sox for
WEEI. I'm glad we had him and not a family member. I bet the family members wouldn't be this transparent.
Yes, absolutely. Rob, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Guys, anytime. I appreciate it. Thanks.
There you go. Rob Bradford, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.